LJ Jacobs, KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City. Just wanted to ask you about your overall impressions. I know you only had the 8 carries against Portland State, but you had pretty much a record day with the amount of yards you piled up. What was your overall takeaway looking back on it?
The O-line did a great job up front moving guys, and it was able to open up a lot of holes. So, you know, they did a great job in just being able to get everyone else in there, too. You were able to see our depth kind of, you know. Everyone was playing well, so it was fun.
Now, you were one time a Stanford commit. Now you're a BYU Cougar. Can you take us through that whole saga and how things have worked out for you in Provo, I guess?
Yeah, I really wanted to go to Stanford. My mom really wanted me to go there as well. And, you know, they had a coaching change right when BYU had beat them that first time. So, had to, you know, kind of consider other options. And then BYU came into factor, talked to Coach Harvey for the first time that December. And then, just kind of came down here for the visit, really liked it, and, you know, had to convince my mom a little bit why I shouldn't get a Stanford education. But, it's worked out pretty good so far.
All right, next question will be from Mitch Harper.
LJ, Kalani's talked about how you've found your voice in the program and you're named a captain this year. What can maybe change that for you where you feel like you're more comfortable to have that voice in the program both on and off the field?
Just being more comfortable with the guys, just getting to know them a little bit better, and just being around them. You know, I feel like I have a connection with each and every one of my teammates, and just through that, I don't feel like nothing's really changed. Just being able to just be with them, just have fun with them, and, for them to be able to trust me and I trust them, I think that's what's kind of helped my role, I guess.
And how would you, what have you done to, build that relationship up with Bear since he arrived on campus? And, is there a common thread that both you guys, recruited by Stanford and committed? Like, what have you guys done to maybe build up that relationship?
He's right next to me in the backfield, so just talking to him and, just watching film with them and, just going and hanging out, going to go out and eat with them, milkshakes. So, like, just stuff like that, just little things, and just getting to know them and just kind of just telling them it's no different from high school. You know, it's the same football game we've played since we were younger, so you shouldn't really be worried no matter who's out there.
Next question will be from Sean Walker.
Yeah, LJ, we asked Kalani a little bit about you leading up to this because of the Stanford connection and everything. Obviously, you probably expected a million questions about that, I'm sure. But he gave all the credit in kind of pulling you over from Stanford to BYU to Coach Unga. Did you and Coach Unga did you vibe pretty quickly? And just how has your relationship grown since you first met him and you've been on campus and he's been your RB's coach?
Yeah, he was just really relaxed. I remember just coming on the visit, and he didn't put no kind of pressure on me at all. He just wanted me to come down and check it out, and never really talked about committing or, if I should come. He was just like, the offer's there, and whenever you're ready, you could commit. So he said I could have waited to the last day of signing day, so I actually signed early in December just because I felt so comfortable with it, and didn't end up graduating early just because it was just such a change of scenery so quickly, and but just really liked him. I felt like he was a really trustworthy person and just someone like I really wanted to be around.
Next question from Jay Drew.
Yeah, LJ, after the game, I think Kalani said the guys were going to razz you a little bit about getting caught from behind, even though you really didn't. You showed some really power there, dragging a couple guys to the end zone. Is that something that you kind of feel like you've worked on and gotten stronger in the offseason?
That's credit to the strength staff and my teammates as well, pushing me throughout the offseason. But, that's something we really worked on. I felt like I got past that first defender on the first one, and then there was a second corner that was kind of catching me, so I wasn't going to be able to outflank him. But, it was fun, and I felt like I was able to feel a difference in my athleticism out there. So I think it was a lot of credit to the strength coaches and just getting me right this offseason.
And then you mentioned the Stanford education. How is your education at BYU going? What's your major, and how are you progressing towards your degree?
Yeah, I just got accepted into the business school this summer, and then it's going really well. And, yeah, taking classes, it's been fun, and I feel like I'm really learning the business side of things.
All right, next question from Jake Hatch.
I figure you watched that Stanford game week zero against Hawaii LJ. I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you saw from Stanford, and with them having an extra week to prepare for you guys, if you expect anything different.
They're a good team. I mean, you know, like, they just had a little bit of small mistakes that, you know, that just happens within the first week of football, especially week zero. And, you know, we expect them to come out there and be ready to play. And they're going to be a good team, be physical. But, you know, we just got to be prepared and just stick to what we've been doing. You know, nothing changes. Our preparation doesn't change. You know, it's another game, and it's another opportunity to showcase what we can do.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
LJ, how rewarding was it to see some of your running back teammates get some run in that game or the weekend with guys like Jovesa and even Charlie getting a touchdown? Just maybe speak to the depth beyond you and Sione in that running back unit.
Yeah, I mean, it really means a lot, you know, because we go this whole offseason, and I've seen the work they put in, and, you know, we hear noise from the outside saying that that, you know, maybe they're not capable, but we know they're capable. And just to go out there and see Jovesa playing well, as Lucky playing well, and Charlie, you know, he was playing well as well, getting in the end zone. And, you know, it meant a lot for me just to be able to see Charlie get in the end zone, because, you know, he was talking to me and he was like, yeah, ever since I was little, I just wanted to play for BYU. So to see that happen for him get in the end zone, I was really happy for him.
All